Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Remember now, after the turn of the year, January 3rd, Speed Jokes moves to an all-new time. My show will start at 10, Speed Jokes at 10:35, back everything up an hour. Please adjust your lives accordingly. We'll start the new year trying to accumulate 50 jokes from 50 states in 50 days. Tell your friends. I've already sandbagged jokes from New Hampshire and Idaho. We'll ask you to send them in or have them sent in to us in the first 50 days of the new year. We got a joke from Bob Ruskowitz in Mount Prospect and Dave in Canada and Chuck in Oregon, Wisconsin and Susan in Florida and Dory Dana of Jefferson Park and Carol in Carol Stream and John Lintz, who's the manager of Infrastructure Solutions at Sirius. I love it when we get listener jokes from people who are in jobs of great importance. It kind of puts us under the gun here. Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin. Thank you. Jeff in Arlington Heights. The new home of the Chicago Bears, he says. And then he writes, P.S. John, I will take the glass if you're running out of mugs over there. In fact, Susie in Sycamore wrote, last week I was lucky enough to win your Speed Jokes pint glass, and I can't tell you how thrilled I was to receive it the very next day. I was amazed, and I was able to show it off to my family on Christmas Day. They told me I should never use it. But I believe you should use the things you love every day and not wait for a special occasion. Every day is special. Thank you for signing the class, John. And thank you for the thrill of winning and receiving. My goodness. She writes, I will continue to submit jokes, but please keep my name out of the weekly drawing. What a good person Susie from Sycamore is. We start with this. It's not really a joke, just a reminder to everyone who got a book from me for Christmas. They're due back at the library Friday. So if you haven't read them, I'd appreciate it if you get going on that. I asked my wife why she married me, and she said, because you're funny. And I said, I thought it was because I was a good lover. And she said, see what I mean? What's a cow's favorite holiday? Moo Year's Day. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to buy a 2022 calendar until I see the trailer. Hey, John. Oh, wait. Until I see the trailer.
Hey, John, what do you call a blind reindeer?
No idea. Hey, Dave, how does a guy from Boston ask his minister to pass the spaghetti at dinner?
Pasta, pasta, pasta.
I don't think we've heard the end of that. That may be just the beginning of a beautiful thing for Dave. What do you call a Great Dane with a snorkel? Scuba-Doo. A man goes to a funeral and asks the widow, mind if I say a word? And she says, please do. He stands up and says, bargain. The widow replies, thanks. That means a great deal. At his boss's funeral, a guy kneels over the casket and whispers, who's thinking outside the box now, Gary? The next guy says, Gary, you only get 15 minutes for your coffin break. We don't need any dead weight around here. And the next guy says, it'd be great if you could do the graveyard shift from now on, Gary. That would be great. I don't know who this Gary is, but he's getting a lot of love at the old funeral. Did you hear about the cook who died? He passed away. Doctor said we can only do so much. It was simply his time. At least now he's at pizza.